On the morning of December 5th, Shailene Allen received a panicked phone call from Jose Joaquin Sanchez Alvarado, the father of her children. Alvarado was driving from his home in Meridian, Idaho to pick up their 10-year-old son to take him to school. Suddenly, he was surrounded by police.
He called me from inside the car and he's like, I think they're taking me. And he was just like, I'm pretty sure they're detaining me.
Allen is a member of the Shoshone Paiute tribe in Idaho and Nevada. Alvarado, who is undocumented and not a tribal member, came to the United States from Mexico when he was just 11 years old.
He doesn't have a criminal record. I don't even know why they're really targeting him.
Alvarado is now being held in an ICE detention facility near Las Vegas. As ICE ramps up operations across the country, that fear is widespread in Native communities. Despite being U.S. citizens and members of sovereign tribal nations, indigenous people are increasingly being questioned and in some cases detained by immigration agents. In January, Peter Yazzie, an enrolled member of the Navajo Nation, was detained by ICE in Phoenix before being released later that day.
We are the first people of this country, and our citizenship should never be questioned or challenged by anyone.
That's Crystalline Curley, the speaker of the Navajo Nation Council. In January, the council passed legislation calling on ICE to formally recognize Navajo Nation identification documents. Many tribes across the country are urging their citizens to carry tribal IDs at all times. In January, the Native American Rights Fund, or NARF, hosted a Know Your Rights webinar. Over 1,000 people attended. Beth Wright is a senior staff attorney at NARF and a member of the Pueblo of Laguna.
I think there's a lot of concern about what to do if tribal citizens are stopped by ICE and what their rights are in different encounters with ICE. I think one of the important messages to convey is that tribal citizens are citizens of the United States.
But many Native parents are worried that their tribal IDs won't be enough. Eva Flores is a member of the Pascua-Yaqui tribe in Arizona. She lives in Caldwell, Idaho.
You know, I fear for my kids to go out, even just to school or activities, not knowing if, you know, they're coming home or they're going to be picked up.
In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said its agents are trained to determine a person's immigration status and whether they are subject to removal. As tribal leaders call on federal authorities to respect tribal sovereignty, parents like Shailene Allen are focused on protecting their children.
We don't need ICE on our street. They're only terrorizing brown people, and it's not doing any good. They're violating constitutional rights, and they're killing people.
I'm Daniel Spaulding.